If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio, and it is the it's the pre-show,
pre-com.
It's the pre-com to the pizza party weekend.
Okay,
we're throwing a because I put the headphones down. Don't, can you hear me?
I can hear.
Okay, great. And the big thing is there's a pizza party coming up, and I guess tomorrow the show will post on Friday, so the pizza party is
no, just posted today.
What's today? Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give some people a little...
I might not be able to. So let's see. Maybe Thursday or Friday.
We'll just try to get it up on Thursday.
Whatever. That's neither here nor there. On Saturday, there's a pizza party.
And where is it?
It's a secret location for only the Patreon subscribers.
I know. Address on
yeah,
Facebook,
I know. By the way, to the people who are upset with me for saying that other people come out to a bar afterwards, fuck you.
Who's mad at you for that?
Internet people.
Why are people being negative? Everyone, this is a party. It'll be fine. Just fucking go to our goddamn social media.
At and bring Coke.
Stop it.
We have
cola. I mean, we have ice and cups.
Oh, boy.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter, at HS Radio Show. That's where you can find out all about the party. And we're not soliciting anything. This is a party for listeners. Thank you for donating to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. If you donated, you've been invited to the party. Simple as that. Chris, there are new Patreon subscribers?
Yes, there are.
Let's hear them.
Matt F. and Dennis J.
Nice.
If those guys aren't ballers, I don't know who are. Now, exactly. Are they invited to the party?
Yeah, of course they are.
Love it. Boys, you're in.
They can bring plus ones if they're like single females. That'd be nice.
So, yeah, this is very exciting. This is very exciting to have this party going on. Because you know what? I really like pizza. That's mostly the reason I'm excited. The pizza. Not the alcohol. Not the weird room that we've set up for everyone. Which, Chris, you're the fucking all-star of this whole goddamn thing. But you know you are anyway, right?
Yeah, well, what's annoying is it wasn't my idea at all.
Yeah.
But, like, I had to do all the things, and I have other stuff to do, so I didn't do a great job.
I'm sorry.
I think you did a bang-up
job.
Well,
I did a job.
It's a good
a
job.
A bang-up
job. Don't
fucking
shit on yourself. It was a great job.
You did an amazing job, and don't let Johnny talk bad about you.
I'm not talking bad about him.
It sounds like Johnny's talking bad about
you. Not at all.
All right.
I also heard a complaint that we talk about porn too much on this show. So on today's show, no more porn talk for today's show.
Johnny said that his New Year's resolution was to bring back Sextravaganza.
I didn't say
next
right
week,
now,
though.
I got to work on it. There's some kinks to work out.
I bet there are.
That's kind of the whole bit.
Yeah, that's the kink is the bit, right. Johnny. What the hell? Johnny, how's your brother enjoying your Christmas present?
I still haven't given it to him yet. I'm like holding on to the password.
What, you mean we're talking about the re-gifted Christmas gift that you gave him.
The fucking, I gave you
How's that re-gifted? You gave it to me. It's no longer yours, is it?
That's what re-gifting is, John.
Yes.
That's an ugly word.
And where were you last week?
I had fucking water damage. I texted you that. Thank you guys for checking in, by the way. That
you never told me you had water damage?
What does that even mean?
Motherfucker, you made fun of me when my house got flooded.
I did not.
For the same fucking reason.
Water damage for Johnny is water on the brain.
That's
what
I thought, yeah.
Face,
you're a water head.
you look like a dick. You're a water head.
So is your apartment okay?
It'll be all right.
Your Xbox, and your Sony Move.
I don't have an Xbox.
And your fucking new TV.
Oh, word. My 4K, you said.
And your tablet.
Now I got all the electronics out of it, but the retarded
Thank
kids
God.
Upstairs left
speaking
the water
Speaking of water.
They drowned.
Speaking of
you
water
left them
on the
drown.
Brain.
I wanted to.
Speaking of water on the brain. Last week I teased something, because it was just Chris and I.
It was my nipples.
The show.
that I received some text messages from my barber, Kelvin.
You text with your fucking barber. That's crazy.
Yeah, because you know what? I got a schedule to get my fuckboy haircut, all right?
Uh-huh.
This is actually, the fuckboy haircut was before the good haircut, so. These are the, and then he listens. My barber listens to the show.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we brought him up a few weeks ago. We're talking about when we just, well, you know, at
sneaking
the time,
talk.
I got you know, caught up in things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, let's turn this podcast into a barber-only podcast, and we will talk about sneakers and merengue and, I guess, tape-ups. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he heard that episode. Yeah. Kelvin, my barber.
We got to talk about how highlights be mad annoying to do also.
Oh, God. Must be such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Frost those tips, bruh. He listened.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, your boy on the podcast is an idiot.
Yeah.
He confused merengue with salsa.
Oh, shit. Oh. Kelvin, get at you, dog.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
You dumb fuck.
He said you're a chip witch. You're brown on the outside and white on the inside.
He's an idiot. He swore he was schooling you. Your boy Johnny's a fucking moron.
To be fair, if you believed it, that's more on you than me.
No, see, you're the one who looks like an idiot to all the merengue fans out there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, well, how the fuck am
your,
I going to speak
hermanos,
to
so to speak.
Well.
How does it feel to just get bitched out by my barber?
Hey,
Kelvin
got
one,
me on that one. Kelvin
Bronx
one?
Johnny zero.
He's got a cooler name than you, too.
Oh, yeah. Kelvin's a great name.
Doubt that. Kelvin's a nice badass. Kelvin's a nice name for, like, isn't that a temperature of some kind?
Oh God.
What?
Oh come on, man.
I'm just asking.
This isn't a fucking chemistry podcast.
Yeah, you just cooled everything down in here.
This is a fucking barbershop podcast. And we play merengue on this show, not this bullshit goddamn, what was it?
Salsa?
Look, God damn it.
I went for it. Yeah, I went with it. How many times you been like on fucking a trip across seas and shit? How many times you get lied to by fucking people out there? I went with that. I got busted. Good job, Kelvin. You snitch.
You just didn't know what you were talking about.
I did.
No, that's par for the course.
I just went with the first name that popped in my head.
As usual, Johnny doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Not as usual.
No, as
pretty usual.
More or less. I say more or less. Cut me break. More or less.
No, it's as usual. You
yeah, give him 9.5 out of 10 times.
Really, really embarrassing. How the fuck am I going to go back there and get a goddamn haircut when he thinks Johnny, or he knows Johnny.
I mean,
Johnny
it's cool, man. I got a Flo-Bee in a bowl. We good.
All right, no doubt. All right, sorry, Kelvin, bro.
Damn, Kelvin.
Really embarrassing. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to live this one down, boys.
Kelvin's out here fucking killing me. That's crazy, son.
Yeah, he's making you look like the dick that you are.
About a dick.
I can't believe this.
Just saying.
How are you going to be able to show up to the goddamn pizza party and you don't even know the difference between fucking meringue games?
Yeah, didn't you hear the pizza party song we played at the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, that shit was for the pizza party. It was dope as hell.
That works then. What's the problem? It's not Spanish music.
The problem is you don't work, Johnny.
I'm not the fucking
DJ.
That's
the problem.
Am I the DJ on this shit? I didn't know we were doing a music show now.
Well, we have to if we want to be played in barbershops.
Thank you.
It's a new concept.
How about that?
Our PD sent it down.
Kelvin's our PD. That's the thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, fuck. I got some work to do then.
Yeah, your ass is gonna get shit canned. You don't fucking.
You gotta work on your likability.
I'm very fucking likable. Go fuck yourself. How about that? Very
likable.
It's not a very likable thing to say.
What?
You're weird.
I'm more likable than you two fucks. You're by a mile.
Oh my god.
By a mile.
You are not more likable than I am,
dude.
That's for damn sure.
I mean, there's one dude on Reddit who clearly wants to fuck you. But other than that,
who wants to suck him up?
Yeah, I just heard about this. I don't know how.
We'll talk about it after the show.
All right.
Oh, you don't want to out him?
No.
No, okay. That might get weird at the party.
Really?
You gotta let me know, though, who this person is.
Really? Or will you?
Yeah, not until you're good and drunk, though.
So I got that dude and you got Dunch, is what you're telling me?
Oh, well, Dunch? I'm choking the shit out of Dunch if he shows up.
At least we're not going
home. But he wants that.
It's odd.
Said $1,000. Don't forget your
different
brain,
strokes, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say that all the time. I say different strokes.
By different men. That's what he says all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, are there any strange men around here who wants to jerk me off? Right? Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yes, son. Yeah.
There will be females at this point. I've been inquired about that a couple of times.
Johnny will be bringing Backpage prostitutes.
Hey, now.
$60.
Half and half? $60, half and half?
$60? I don't get that right. Where are you getting $60 from?
I've heard you say it before.
$60? No.
What,
80? 80. Oh. Yes, sir.
That breaks the fucking bank.
Well, I mean, it is 30% more.
Yeah, 60 might get you a
hand. And you get like 40% more bitch for that price.
Oh. A little bit more weight on that ass.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So we were talking about the militia last week, right? When Johnny was absent.
Yeah, I joined it between the last week.
Straight.
Wow.
You flew out to Oregon that quick?
No, I mean, I'm like in absentia. You know, I'll be there soon enough. Okay. But I wanted to be here for the pizza party.
But
first.
Apparently people have been sending them like dildos and condoms and shit.
One guy just fucking flipped out on the fucking internet talking about, yo, we're standing up for freedom and you sending us big black dicks.
What's wrong with that? Though they can't use those?
I guess not.
People, the first one that they got was like a huge box, because it's just a bunch of dudes. To quote a great man, I don't know, a bunch of dudes in the woods alone. Seems kind of gay.
I'm just saying, though, like, if they survive this, wouldn't you use the black dildos to, like, lock down the doors and shit? Like, you know, bar it?
What?
You tie it around, like, the door so they can't
come. Oh, the
come
doorknob?
In.
So when yeah. people, like, a chain lock?
You use it like a jammer. Stop bitching about it and use it, son.
Or you just, like, cover it in, like, mayo and tape it to the outside of the door, and then nobody wants to touch it to come
hell
in.
Hell no, son. They're like, whoa, that's a wet
I
black
just brush
dick,
my
son.
Teeth with it.
Ew.
Yeah, you're not a forest ranger. They have respect for themselves.
Since when?
And then they're out there beefing, too, because, like, there was, like, a fucking fight amongst them and shit. Like, some Vietnam vet had to fight some other dude. It's getting crazy down there.
Vet fighting a Korea vet?
I don't know if he was a Korean vet. They're just like,
did not let him in the VFW?
They're fucking infighting now. It's fucking crazy. So.
Of course they're infighting. They're a bunch of dudes that locked themselves in log cabin on grazing land.
Explain this to me. If you fucking
preppers.
All right, but that's exactly my point, though. But they went in with
They
same
weren't
principle.
Prepared for how stupid each other was.
By their nature. by their nature, they don't trust other people. Like the prepper.
But you have a common fucking goal here. Like, what the fuck?
What's their common goal, Johnny? Tell me.
To stand up to the government. And taking their shit.
And what's that? What's
but
what's
the government isn't taking goal? Their shit. We talked about this on the last. These are some.
Yeah, I know. But that's. I'm not saying that's what's happening. That's
stop pretending you listened to the show when you weren't
I
here.
I did.
He's lying.
I have an Apple TV now, sir. I can hear this shit when I'm not
why
here.
Why are you talking like Oliver?
What?
Hello. Why are you talking like him, bro?
How the fuck did I say? I didn't even say that.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting words in my mouth, son.
It's not the only thing I'm putting in your mouth. I got a black dildo over here. I mean, I was going to bring it to them personally when I fucking signed up for my recruitment video, but I guess I'll just use it on you, Johnny.
Oh, man. And mm-hmm. I think the dude that wilded it out is the same guy that fucking was crying in the car telling his wife and kids bye and shit.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you remember before they sieged the building, the guy had posted a video online saying
wait, it's the same
family.
Guy who was just like, I do not wish that hard times come, but I hope they come while I'm alive.
Hell
some
yeah,
weird
Dusty Rhodes?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But
hard times.
Yeah. He was talking about how some guy had to leave his job at a plant early. I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? They're talking about cattle grazing.
And like, he made the video like a week before, I think, because he was talking about the holidays. They didn't do that shit until after New Year's.
What's funny is the two guys that they're protesting getting locked up.
Yeah.
Want nothing to do with these
people.
Yeah,
they took the time. And the funny shit is they fucking fighting big government, I like to say. But a lot of these motherfuckers are getting a pension check and disability.
They're it's fighting big insane. Government, but they want this land to be returned to the commons.
Yeah.
Like, such a socialist-ass idea.
It's fucking crazy, son. And then they got, like, one of the bitches in there, she's getting, like, he got, like, a $520,000 loan and shit. It's fucking crazy, son.
I know one thing, that when these guys cut their podcast, they'll definitely keep all their cell phones off.
Fuck you.
Oh, man. I
listen to the Prepper podcast.
Why, though? I mean, like, I remember the Doomsday. Remember Doomsday Preppers? I mean, that might still
that
be a TV
was a good
show. It was, like, the first three episodes were good. Until it's, like, every episode's the same. All right, they got guns. And they got a bunch of fucking jars of pickled shit in their basement and some water.
They did the show the wrong way. Like, you should have set them up like one season of one family prepping, and you put them in a situation to see how they handle it. That's how I would have done it.
What they put them in a situation at the end of the world?
Yeah, like you put them in like subarctic temperatures or some shit to see how they would survive.
They're not. They're all of them are just able to survive because they have a fucking like a bug out van or whatever the fuck they call it. And
oh, no, they can't. Like, if they have a compound, they can't use it. They have to be like in a van or they have to use the wilderness, and that's it.
I don't know.
I would have been fun to see them like freak out at the littlest thing and shit.
Same thing for Extreme Couponing. Do you remember when that
I
show
hate
came
those
out?
People, it's still on.
Like, I like watched like the first episode, first couple episodes. Like, wow, how much money? How can they save so much money? This is crazy. But then every episode's the same thing.
Yeah, at the end, there's no like. Fucking,
it's like they try to create drama.
No
like,
they really ain't.
They try to create drama with like, oh my god, I do my math right, but every time it's fine. It's like, I bought $1,800 worth of groceries for $72. And it's all fucking bottles of Powerade and cans of Easy Mac. My family's going to eat so well for the next 4 years.
Our cholesterol level will be off the roof, but fuck it.
You could dip your Easy Mac into your Powerade and vice versa.
Didn't they like do some shit where like it takes so much time that they're losing that it's not even worth it? Like
I think I might have heard that before.
Yeah, it means that they're making less than minimum wage for the amount of time they're putting in, the amount of money they're saving.
And like the food they're buying is bad.
Oh,
like,
it's terrible bad shit.
Some people like to eat that way. There's a lot of people who don't want anything that's not fucking prepackaged food.
I disagree.
And they're like grossed out by touching raw chicken.
It's not like there's a fucking obesity problem in this country. So.
Crazy people.
Yeah, nah, dude. There are people that like that. That was on that show on E. Or not E, fucking the Learning
Talk
Channel.
Talk Soup?
No. That they have like a phobia of touching
600
like,
pound
meats.
Life?
That AJ Benza show?
No. No. They can't touch raw meat. They can't touch raw chicken, nothing. No fish, no nothing.
That's not even what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about like weird people who would rather eat like a Smart Ones TV dinner than fucking
but
cook
that's
eggs.
That's healthy for you, though. That's healthy for you.
What? Yeah.
You say healthy?
Healthy.
Healthy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not fucking sound British.
You sound British to me tonight. You don't know what the fuck merengue music sounds like. You try to pass it off, pass salsa off
hey,
to it.
Hey, if you bought
it, I get
it. You don't die. A lot
if
of British people
it.
Dying. You don't have cancer, dude.
I get it.
Oh, fuck you.
I get it. I'm a cracker.
That's a fucking.
I'm un blanco, right? That's what you call me? That's what you call me and my people?
I just call you.
Yeah,
thank you.
White boy gringo. I don't
white boy gringo, that's what you say?
I call something else blanco.
Oh,
not
oh,
you
that
though,
fucking
son.
Cocaina, bro? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, shit, El Chapo escaped. Why'd you get him arrested, bro? I heard you.
That was your boy. You and your fucking
that's your
bro
boy.
Man.
No, that's your boy.
Who's Sean Penn, your boy?
Hell yeah, son. He be doing gains like Sean Penn and shit.
He does what like Sean Penn?
Getting them gains, bro. Lifting and shit. I seen him. You never seen him lift?
Sean Penn?
Yeah.
No.
Free Sean Jack. Penn fucking lifts.
Free Jack for an old guy.
Yeah, dude. Huh. He's either doing that or some real hard ass testosterone.
I'm sure, he's
some
doing
shit.
Both.
So wait,
he's banging out Scarlett Johansson.
Nah, Charlize Theron, man.
Whatever.
Is Sean? Wait, how did El Chapo get arrested?
All right, so Sean.
And are they arresting Sean Penn?
Sean Penn movie.
Got access to El Chapo through some Mexican soap star,
Kate Di Castillo.
She,
it's not even her. It's like Sofia Vergara.
Fucking look it up, asshole.
You're 100% right, Chris. So, yeah. Sofia Vergara contacted Sean Penn.
Okay.
And she's apparently a supporter of El Chapo. So, she brokered this deal to give Sean Penn access to El Chapo to interview him for Rolling Stone. So, that happened. And then 10 days later, El Chapo got busted. They found El Chapo because, like, Mexican government surveillance was on Sean Penn when he came into the country,
and that
helped to fucking actually grab him. Now, when El Chapo got busted,
so wait, Sean Penn's a snitch? Is that what you're saying?
That's how I felt.
I ain't gonna watch that shooting movie that he just came out with now. I'll tell you that much.
Whack. That shit was whack.
He's an inadvertent gunman.
That shit was last year. That shit was terrible.
Gunman.
He was a.
It was terrible.
That's the name of it, the gunman or whatever. He's an inadvertent snitch. Yeah, and then he got his interview though.
Dry snitching ass bitch.
Like El Chapo was on
the worst kind of stuff.
El Chapo was on the run for like 10 days though. Like he got out. He almost got out.
Almost, man.
They found him like in a tunnel or something. It was like flooding, and he had to like, all right, dog, you got me.
They killed a couple of his men too and shit. They're trying to bring him over here to the States, but I don't know if that's gonna work.
Hell yeah. It's gonna take a year to get him out.
He's just seeing Supermax in Brooklyn, I heard.
What's that? Man.
They got a Supermax by where all the strip clubs used to be. Now there's only one.
There's a Supermax prison in fucking.
There's one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's a 24-hour lockdown in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. That's the next neighborhood to be gentrified.
Gunset Park. That's who you taught me. That's what it's called.
Gunset.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. Don't lie. So that's the story of El Chapo. He's fucking busted. They're moving him from cell to cell every few hours just so he fucking can't escape.
I think he'll be out, though. They can't hold that man.
Oh, no. The next
they bring
him,
maybe he
pissed.
Got arrested on purpose so we can get to New York so we can kill Trump.
Yo,
he said he likes Trump.
Yeah, he said, that's my compadre, man.
I thought he put out like a $100 million hit on him.
No,
I think that was
that's
bullshit.
Trump making
no,
that
was,
shit up.
He said it was his amigo. He called fucking Trump his amigo. It's so funny.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
I think it's a great thing, you know?
Well, he might be saying that sarcastically. I wasn't there for it.
Why weren't you, Johnny? Why weren't you there to fucking
me and Sean
Penn? You're supposed to be our man on the street.
Translated for Sean Penn.
I don't think he needs help with that shit. He travels the world over, son. He's gonna dick down every asshole from here to fucking Timbuktu.
That doesn't make any sense, but I made something that made sense. You could have been Sean Penn's translator with El Chapo.
I don't think he would have needed my help. The gunman next to him, get it?
Gunman. It's gunman.
That movie was terrible, though. It's on Netflix. Check that shit out. It was horrible.
Better or worse than John Wick?
John Wick was the shit, son. John Wick wasn't a bad movie, bro.
I like John Wick.
There was
a dog
in there. I fucked with it.
You fucked the dog?
Oh, no. I said I fucked with the movie. I didn't fuck the dog in that movie.
All right. I'm just trying to say, you say crazy shit all the time, bro. I'm going to throw bro out there a lot tonight. Yeah, so this is the pre-pizza party, El Chapo going away party.
Wow, fuck.
Wait, we're having a going away party for El Chapo?
Motherfucker's gone away.
You got to get alligator shirts and shit. Something nice.
I already have four, so...
Lacoste shirts, you mean?
No. Oh, yeah.
Or shirts made out of alligator skin.
Yeah, son. So he had that nice Versace shit on.
Like The Rock used to wear in the 90s?
Yeah, those, bro.
Yeah, he definitely was wearing a Rock shirt, an early edition Rock shirt.
There's a Narco shop right on Fordham Road. We can go get some shirts. I don't know how much they cost.
Sounds kind of far.
No, Fordham Road. Come on. I wish that. Come by the house.
No, I don't think so.
Come by the
house.
That's
pretty far.
Oh, my God.
What?
Look at. I'm not even going to say this on the air. We're not. Don't say it. Look at the last text. I'm not here. All right, I cannot fucking even talk about this. But Johnny, look at the last text. I'm sorry, this is so inside and so stupid. But we're all getting a kick.
Oh, nice.
Is he allowed to come?
I don't care.
Right, my barber's gonna be at the pizza party.
Nice. We'll have many things to talk about.
Oh no, Johnny's gonna fight him.
No, this is really, really, this is...
It's going to be El Pollo Loco versus El Plaga.
El Plaga.
This is great. I don't know, dudes. I guess this is going to turn into a fight now. It was supposed to be an El Chapo going away party / pizza party / Patreon. We appreciate everyone party. Oh, are you going to have truffle whiskey?
Yeah, I'm going to make some truffle whiskey. I bought some truffles the other day.
Oh, shit. What kind of truffles?
Black truffles. They didn't have any white truffles. It's winter.
White truffle summer?
Yeah.
Like some black truffles, though. Black truffles pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty good. I grated some on my eggs this morning.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. Yes. That's what's up. Oh, hell yeah. Shaved truffle on your fucking scrambled eggs.
I puzzled out the microplane, son.
Oh, yeah. That shit is mad decadent.
I'm saying.
Here's $40 worth of eggs. I mean, fucking truffle. Okay. It's 3 grams.
My girl was watching me. I'm like, nah, you can't have none of this.
No truffle for you. No.
Are you a Patreon subscriber?
Oh, shit.
Then no.
Holy shit. Oh, dude, I think this will just be the most wonderful night of the season. What game is going to be on?
The AFC game.
So, yeah, we're going to be able to watch that there, I think. I hope.
Sure. Make it work.
We're so smart. We're gonna make it work.
Everybody got.
I don't know if we're that smart.
We're mad smart.
Everybody got smartphones now. They can watch it on their.
All right, so it should be halftime of the Chiefs Patriots game when it starts, and by the time we get kicked out of the place we're at, it'll be halftime of the Packers Cardinals game. Pretty much.
And we're just gonna go to an Irish bar afterwards anyway. So there's one right up the block.
I have a couple of cocktails, right?
Exactly. Get some banchan. I know how much you love banchan.
Not the biggest fan of banchan. I don't see why everyone's so fucking freaked out.
Fucking
over it.
Delicious.
How are we going to eat banchan if we're just full of dollar pizza slices?
I mean, I'm going to get some banchan for toppings.
All right, no doubt. No toppings, a dollar pizza. It makes no longer like a dollar.
Who's getting the red pepper flakes and stuff? Are you going to get red pepper flakes and that cheap hot sauce that they'd be having at the dollar pizza spot? That's what we really need, is that
right,
cheap
I'll make
hot
sure
sauce.
We get some cheap hot sauce. I'll just cop
Ping?
Some.
Get some Yiping hot sauce.
I'll get some from the Chinese store in my hood. Get like a little box of it.
All right. We need some garlic powder, I guess, too. I'm a fan.
I'll go buy some at the supermarket.
All right, Johnny.
Some oregano. Probably need some oregano.
All right, I'll go get that.
We need all the flavors.
Yeah. And I'll make some Bloody Marys with that stuff.
Ugh.
You don't like Bloody Marys?
No.
All right, so, no, I do not like Bloody Marys. All right, so what would you say the world, all right, is that.
Well, you don't like breakfast? It's the most important meal of the day.
Give me the world of why can't I think? My brain is fucking melting.
Yep.
Brunch drinks. Where are the brunch drinks?
Give well, mimosa.
Mimosa.
Right? Okay. I guess a French 75 is kind of a brunch drink.
What's a French 75?
It's a champagne cocktail.
Okay. Champagne cocktails.
Champagne. Yeah, champagne cocktails in general. And then you got the Bloody Mary. I feel like you can go Irish coffee in the morning.
Bellini?
No. Bellini.
Bellini. Is that also a champagne cocktail.
Yeah, because Prosecco champagne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, sparkling wine.
I love me some fucking Bellinis. I ain't going to lie.
Really?
Should we have this Bellinis for everyone at the party?
You're allowed to. The guy was like, you can bring beer, wine, and champagne. And I was like, you got a lot of people bring champagne into this karaoke joint? He's like, you'd be surprised, man.
We're going to celebrate in Koreatown.
Yeah.
I like
sad.
It.
Sad.
I like it.
Yeah, so.
It's funny to me that that's the cheapest way to book just time to get drunk in New York.
In a room.
Is to get like a private karaoke
spur
room.
Of the moment. You can't really do much on the spur of the moment.
No, but even if you've got mad time, like I looked into like even like bars that have back rooms where like we're not trying to cancel an event so you guys can just get drunk with your friends.
To be fair, we got fucked up on Airbnb a little bit. We got fucked on the price.
Well, yeah, prices are mad high. I'm saying it's the cheapest way to just get a room.
But remember, the day of, it was one price, and then when you called up, they fucking.
Yeah, because it's just an in-demand weekend.
Assholes.
MLK, bro, you screwed up for us. No disrespect, though. You fucking helped a bunch of people out back in the day.
What?
Way to look out.
Is this us?
Mm-hmm. That guy's coming for you for that MLK show.
Yeah, he heard no shit. To the glass.
But yeah, you sent me that thing, the New Year's Eve. There was like a, it's like, this is like the fifth story that's come out. Somewhere in Canada, there was a giant orgy on New Year's Eve for.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Airbnb sucking fuck party.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, on somebody's honeymoon, no less.
You got to make sure that people don't, like, live in the place that you're doing this sort of thing.
Yo, it's Airbnb. Like, you'd be kind of creepy to stay at a place where nobody resides, right?
No, they have plenty of ones in New York. People have a lot of places where it's just Airbnb.
Yeah, well, luckily, we didn't need Airbnb. We had this wonderful, beautiful karaoke spot. Which I'm grateful for. And you know what? Airbnb is a terrible goddamn company. And they're disrupting the hotel industry, which many people I know work for.
Yeah, fuck those guys, though.
Right? Airbnb, you mean, or hotel industry?
The hotel industry. Airbnb is the shit. That's the shit. That's that makes more people independent business people. Not relying on giant corporations.
It also fucks up people's homes or like...
Yeah, I mean, if you let some creeps have an orgy in your house, I mean, that's on you.
How do you... You can't control... Someone could seem fine, but they could be orgy freak. Who knows?
I mean, usually people have ratings on Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're a first-time dude, you're like, oh, man, I got to get my fucking orgy on, bro.
Oh, it's the first time you're throwing it? I mean, I guess that's the risk you take. I mean, when you open any small business.
Like, so let's say you have an orgy crew, right? You have a crew of, like, let's say 30
like
people.
So, like, the three of us are, like, orgy dudes.
Yeah, we're orgy dudes.
And we throw fucking super orgies.
No. And we have 27 other people that are fucking, like, our regulars, our regular orgy people.
Are we charging them? Are we running an orgy business?
Let me fucking finish.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to get all the specifics of the orgy game.
And then we could throw 30 orgies. We'll just say every one, you know, every time. The one person is like the person who signs up for the Airbnb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because everyone else never gets an Airbnb. They just have, you know, they're just like, you can't get an Airbnb. Yeah, you can't get an Airbnb. We have to have an orgy later next month. And Jim already went. He's been charged $13,000 for all the jizz we flew over that guy's house.
Good God.
Seems like a lot for just jizz cleanup.
Yeah. Oh, there was also snuff. They killed one of the orgies. So we're down to 29 orgy people. Jim's also going to prison. He got a little carried away. Really sad, you know? Really sad when you lose one of your orgy bros. Or orgy gals. Oh, this is going to be exciting, though. I wonder what horrible things are going to happen.
Nothing bad, man.
At the pizza party or at the orgy party?
Pizza party. I'm back to the pizza party.
Oh, you're jumping back and forth a lot.
It's going to be fun. We get to meet some fans, hang out, get fucked up.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some football. We're gonna be gambling, right,
Legion
boys?
Legion of Boom, right?
What?
No.
What?
Hell
Legion
yeah! That's I thought we were. Yeah.
I'm gonna stay away from that.
No, we're gonna vape it.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my fucking Ric Flair shades and shit, man.
Well, I got a Ric Flair shirt. I'm gonna wear that.
There you go.
Woo,
woo.
Nah, dude. I'm fucking.
You
I'm
wanna
not-
be Charlotte?
I'm probably gonna wear my Pepe shirt.
I'm David Flair.
Oh God!
I'm wearing my Pepe shirt. Why are you laughing at that?
Why are you gonna wear your fucking Pepe shirt,
Chris? Why wouldn't I wear the Pepe shirt?
That's true. That's his shirt.
Where's your High Society Radio shirt? Why don't we just all wear High Society Radio shirt?
Can't be the guy that wears the goddamn shirt to
so
the band.
So people know what
that's true. That's a good
with,
point.
Right? I don't want them to get lost in it or anything.
I'm gonna wear my place. Legion of Skank shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to call people dicks on there, too, and just fucking make everybody...
Kansas City Coke dealers, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what we look like, and I looked like Oakerson's dad.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And it's funny because you got the button up, too, right now, dude.
That's
you
right, dog.
Do,
I'm looking sharp and shit, bro.
Damn, son. You have been a negligent father.
Wait till your father gets home. He's going to smoke all your cigarettes.
He's going to love it. You're going to get so much secondhand smoke, you won't be able to deal. Look at me. Look at it. That's something you should usually yell at people, right? Look at it.
Just look at it. All fucked up and whacked out. Son. That's a grand old time.
Come on, Johnny.
Do you got to bring something for your skull so you don't like fracture it this time around?
You know what? I'm not blacking out. I'm going to control myself.
It seems like not likely.
I'm going to sip a beer or
two. We're going to bet. You want to take some action on that?
Oh, I bet you get real fucked up.
Oh, I bet I don't.
I just got some roofies from Mexico.
Oh yeah. Jesus, no. Is it GHB?
They're all just for you.
This is for you. Them. Enjoy yourself.
I'm going to load it into one of those old-timey cartoon guns with the big spout at the end.
That would be a blunderbuss. Wait, you know, no, that's a musket.
Yeah.
If you bring a roofies, you got to wear the Kai sweater, son.
Do you have a Kazi sweater?
I can get one.
Oh, yeah, that shit's short notice. Easy to get, son. I could be Theo. We can fucking do it up, father and son.
What? Like, do each other? Like, incest?
No. That's
I like
tough.
To fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. I don't know about you.
Oh, you're a Birdman guy.
Yeah, stunting like my daddy, right?
Ew, nasty. Girl, you nasty.
Oh, man.
Girl, you nasty. Oh, man. I mean, you guys ever thought this thing was actually going to happen?
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah, we know. That's why you made the promise. So yes. You would never
anything
have to
anything I
with
promised to you, no, I think it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I remember at one point you tried to, like, fucking
also like Okerson's dad.
Uh-huh. Face Okerson.
Oh.
I don't know, dude. I think it's going to get pretty fucking crazy.
It's going to be fun, man. We get to ski with everybody.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's going to snow that day. A lot.
This weather has been crazy.
It has been.
I mean, my there's no heat in my apartment. I'm really starting to freak out.
Are we talking about the weather on a podcast now?
I'm talking about my heat in my scumbag goddamn...
What, your incredibly inexpensive apartment? That's deal with saying. It, bro.
Yeah,
deal
bro,
with
it, bro. Yo, I thought about that.
Dude, I didn't have heat for years. When I had that fucking whole house when the old man died and I was running that whole house up for 950, they didn't turn on the heat for mad long. I didn't bitch at all. I was like, I ain't trying to get the fucking rent raised.
Yo, the way you used to describe that apartment, I thought you were doing like a bet where you had to stay in a haunted house for like a number of years.
Yeah, I mean, fucking the lady upstairs died. And then the dude downstairs died. And then the lady upstairs died. And they just didn't get any more tenants.
Oh, God damn.
I was just living in there by myself.
You technically owned the building. By yourself.
I didn't own it. Well, they eventually kicked me out.
Well,
boo-hoo.
The creepy thing is, I've never said it on the podcast before, but when I was single, I used to like bang chicks in the downstairs apartment after the old guy died.
Oh, God.
Oh, was it empty or was his shit still in
there? No, it was mostly empty, but there was mad like mirrors on the wall. You know how like some old people have mirrors all over the
room? Oh, yeah, they love it.
It was like that, so it would like really fucking turn the weird bitches that would have sex with me on. Just like, oh, you're fucking this dead dude's house with mad mirrors in it.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Did you see like any of his
It was like our own private pizza party.
Ew. Is the old man still here? Can I see him? Can I look at it?
Did it have a fucking smell to it? It had to have a smell. These mothballs.
Yeah, it smelled like all my jizz after months of banging.
All that jizz.
Yo,
running down your sniz.
You should start fucking saving it in a jar, bro.
Whatever happened to that guy?
No, the jizz. All right, jizz's update. He never showed up. It's over. It's over.
He's fucking dead then.
You think so?
Nah. Yeah.
I hope he's not.
He's probably just found him a nice chick and he's easing back.
I highly doubt that.
He probably found a nice chick and he's now wearing her skin.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing her skin and making her feel good.
We assume too much about this guy. He might be a nice guy, son. If he'd like, he can come to the pizza
Imagine
party.
That's the only weird thing about somebody, that they just save their jizz and soda bottles.
Everybody has like one weird fucking thing. That might just be his one thing. And he's
no, most people have a couple of weird things. And if they have one thing that weird, they have lots of weird things.
Nah, son. It's probably just his one thing. He's a regular 9-to-5 Joe like everybody else. Good guy. I'm going to vouch for him. I co-sign that dude.
Great. Giant co-signs him. Perfect. Look, dude, I'm the one who was the Jizz's fan in the first place. So don't give me that shit where, I'm Johnny and I co-sign him. All right? Get that. That's my thing.
Oh, you put me on to him. Oh, I'm sorry. Is your band not cool anymore, you fucking asshole?
No. Jizz's will always be cool. The man saves his semen for 7 years inside jars.
God
or
damn.
Or 2 liter Coke bottle.
Long-ass time.
I think he was British.
Makes sense.
Oh, he probably... Oh, wait a second. Was it the dude from Harry Potter who just died?
Alan Rickman.
Was it Bowie?
Stop.
Hans Gruber, son?
What? Those are British guys who didn't show up for New Year's also.
Oh, damn.
Alan Rickman.
No, they were there for New Year's. What the fuck are you talking about? They died after New Year's.
You think Jeremy Irons is really sad?
Yeah, son.
He was his brother.
That was his bro.
Die Hard with a
That's his
vengeance. If anyone gets
he had that mental
facility shit going on in his head.
What he had going on?
Well, at least he didn't get thrown off a roof by some Mick fuck.
I mean, he didn't get thrown off the roof. He fell. I mean, and he was a kind of a terrorist. The Nakatomi Plaza, Nakatomi Tower?
Yeah.
Man, that place was never the same. And they could never get that goddamn office space rented out again. It's really
got
sad.
That Japanese dude's brains all over the fucking place.
Oh, terrible. And that crazy cokehead guy?
Yeah, fuck that dude, son.
No, that guy seemed pretty cool.
Nah, son.
If I worked at that office, I'd probably hang out with that guy.
He would dime you out in a fucking minute,
about
man.
About what?
How are we talking about Die Hard again? We were just talking about this.
When?
We were talking about, remember we talked about Argyle's fucking IMDb page for like 20 minutes a couple
that's
of weeks
dude,
ago?
Son. He had a very short career, but he made money.
It's a good movie.
You know it's a good movie? RoboCop. Let's talk about that.
Oh, fuck you.
I just rewatched that, to be totally honest.
Oh, man. Shout out to fucking Sylvester Stallone for not bigging up the black actor in that movie with him.
Creed?
Yeah, that dude.
That's not a good movie, by the way.
He didn't big up.
Johnny called me a racist because I didn't like Creed, by the way.
I didn't fucking say that.
You kind of implied it.
No, no, because you didn't say it was a black movie. You used another word to describe it.
No, I didn't. I said Creed was not a good movie.
No, no, you said that.
You people lied to me. That is what I said. Yeah. On Facebook, I posted.
You people.
What didn't you like about Creed?
It was bad.
Why
the whole movie was bad.
Because the black guy won, you motherfucker.
He didn't win.
He did win.
No, he went the distance. It was the same
that's
fucking plot
win.
As Rocky
no,
one, motherfucker.
Bro. Yo, that's a win.
Also, the two best actors in the whole movie were in it for 5 minutes. Wood Harris and Felicia Rashad. Total, five minutes.
I can't co-sign Felicia Rashad. She's like
my favorite part of the movie was when Creed was outside the gym. Jimmy was training out with Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other little kid comes up to him on a fucking bike.
Yeah, that was retarded. That pissed me off.
And the kid's like, yes, what's up? And the kid, he's like, you Creed's kid? He's like, yeah. And that kid on the fucking bike was like, yes, what's up? And then he just fucking rides away. I was like, that kid should
But then,
the goddamn
all those
Oscar.
Other dudes were, well, he was jogging and all those dudes were following him with fucking four
I really
wheelers.
Hated that part.
Oh my, and he's a spoiled rich kid. Oh God, yeah. It pissed the whole movie pissed me off. And when she's explaining to Johns, that fucking Philly bullshit, Johns, to him, oh
yeah,
God,
that
movie was cringy and fucking terrible. You suck.
No.
Is that real Philly shit
much.
Though?
When yeah, John, people say John.
Yeah,
I mean, in the 90s, I don't know. Who the fuck's been time
I'm
in
not,
Philly?
I'm out there every once
or
in a while, but
fucking
not crazy.
New York,
so.
We don't know. That was like...
Oh, you grew up in a prep school and shit. And he was like, oh, where were you when I was fighting in group? I fucking hated that movie. It was
but
terrible.
You know,
where was
gotta,
he, though?
You gotta cheer him on.
Where
you
was he when he was fighting? Where was he when he was fighting?
Yeah,
that
where
group
was
home,
all
bro?
Those people when he was fighting in group homes? And then they had to give fucking Rocky cancer.
He wanted
spoiler alert.
Bro, he wanted to prove he wasn't a mistake.
Rocky beat cancer by arm wrestling it. Just like an over the top. They had to combine more shit from other
people. He turned his hat backwards and stick his tongue out like...
Yeah, and then at the end he was driving a truck. What the fuck was that about?
I loved it. It was awesome.
That was dope. That was the best part, actually, when we started driving that truck. Damn. Really enjoyed that.
Yo, I never fucking actually understood why they used Felicia Rashad in the movie, though.
Because she needed a check?
No, but what happened with the broad that played Apollo's wife in all those other movies? She wasn't in it.
That wasn't the same woman?
Oh,
Dolph Lundgren then hunted her
racist.
Down and killed her.
Or did Clubber Lang show what a real man looks like after Apollo died? It's my man right there.
Jesus
hey, woman.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro.
Come on, man.
He didn't insinuate rape. He just said, I'm going to lay it down. I respect that man's gangster. And he killed Mickey, so, you know.
He didn't kill Mickey.
He did. He shoved him, and then he died afterwards. He was responsible for him dying.
I always found Mickey's death scene a little weird.
It was
abrupt.
Very weird. It was too many cameras and shit. That was just a weird movie. They should have just showed him training and then fighting. It was very homoerotic, Rocky, but a good Rocky no less.
At least they didn't catch him in a glue trap.
What the fuck is...
That was a bad joke. That's what that was.
Dick. Why would you even go for that?
You know there's going to be a Creed 2, right? Because that fucking movie did really well in the box office.
Yeah, I know. Of course there'll be
a
Creed 2.
Great
He'll
movie,
probably
son.
Win in the next movie.
No.
Also, I kind of felt like, all right, like the guy who they had playing the rival boxer, mm-hmm. right? You notice that he looked like pretty Russian? So I feel like they
I
were going to make it, they were going to make him Russian until Conor McGregor got mad heat and they were like, can you do Irish? All right, we'll keep the same guy, just do Irish.
I think the guy's
Wait,
really an
Irish
fighter though. Yeah, he was
is
Irish.
He?
Yeah.
It didn't sound it like though. Fuck. All right. I was off on that.
All right.
Yeah, but you love the movie, though, and I'm a racist.
Just saying.
I thought it was entertaining, except for the real part I had the real problem is with the kids driving around him on the fucking bikes. That really annoyed
me. The whole shit was whack.
Nah, it wasn't whack. Come on, don't be racist.
During the movie, I didn't see the trailer where this happened, but when they fucking get at the before the last fight, and they had the Stars and Stripes trunks, like when they open it up, I audibly said, oh shit, in the theater.
He's gonna die.
I'm a fucking moron.
You're a fucking mark. That's what you are.
Oh, damn, son. If I was rocking like, you know, your daddy died in them shits, I wouldn't wear no dead man shorts in the fucking ring.
Especially they weren't his actual died. Shorts. They were just, they looked like them.
Rocky was like, I haven't watched these since the day the old man died.
That's pretty good.
That's a good impression, actually.
Yeah. I think what really ruined the movie with me, halfway through, I realized how much Stallone sounded like Rodney Dangerfield.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
It's the same fucking dude, bit. Just like an old guy whose cancer's not respecting me.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, man. So, did you guys see that DiCaprio movie?
No, oh, The Revenant?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't see The Revenant.
All right, you can knock it off now.
I haven't seen The Revenant.
Son, you got to give love to that bear in that movie, son. That motherfucker should get an Academy Award, B.
Was it CGI?
It looked real, bro. He fucked him up, yo. That's some real shit.
Well, then that's the point of
CGI. You know, he almost died in that movie, right, DiCaprio? That's how real that bear
was. It was Jason
was.
Albert for WWE. He was doing the motion sensor thing.
Oh. Nasty.
Giving that real bear fucking.
Prince Albert?
Yo, but it didn't make no sense. Like, yo, you seen that motherfucker. Why not run? Or at least run diagonally or some shit.
Yeah, why'd he run backwards, yeah, bent over? Like, it's fucking weird. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it really did look like that bear raped him in a couple of scenes because he was kind of like riding him when he was on his stomach. I'm like, oh, God, no. Just breathing on his back, that salmon on his fucking breath.
That's...
Salmon?
Disturbing.
What's that fish? Salmon, right?
Salmon.
What?
It's a more common pronunciation is salmon.
No, salmon. What? Salmon.
Salmon?
Fuck King, you King guys. Salmon. I figured that out.
That fish that's an old Jewish man.
Yeah, that Bible.
Salmon.
That Bible story, Salmon.
Salmon.
Oh, boy. All right, this is we're wrapping up for tonight, man.
Well, there was actually one thing I wanted to talk about. Johnny sent me.
All right, go.
There was a survey, and apparently 1 in 10 Americans would do porn for $1 million. And 6% would murder for $1 billion. And I figure those numbers got to be way low, right? Like, got to be more than 1 in 10 Americans that would do porn for $1 million.
Yeah.
Porn. And definitely way more than 6% would murder for $1 billion.
I mean, no.
Probably like 40% would murder for $1 billion. And probably like 60% would do porn for $1 million.
I think more people
I'd murder
would do
for a
murder
lot
for
less.
A fucking $1 million.
Yeah.
Man.
I'd probably murder for $1 million.
Hell yeah. A couple grand. I'm not
just kill a homeless guy, get $1 million?
Nah, shit. Not a homeless guy. They don't really got much going on for
exactly.
I want to kill me somebody that has a good life.
That's
I want to take
weird.
Something away from them, bro.
Creepy.
Well, you're clearly somebody who would murder for free.
Not for free. I'm not
clearly. I mean, just to take something away
son,
from somebody else. It's not, I guess that's not free.
I take somebody, bitch, for free. I'm not going to take their life. That's just being a monster.
What if they kill themselves after you take their bitch?
Well, that's on them.
And you would do that for free.
That's why I took they bitch. They're not fucking strong enough to handle that damage. Get you another bitch, bro. Do your math. It's more holes
out
there.
That's true. And, you know, if you fuck her on camera, you can get $1 million.
Fucking ass. Do your math. Over the bridge, son. Shout out to Biggie. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been
what do you think about these numbers, though?
I think they're low, and I think people lie all the time about killing people and fucking on camera.
Shit.
Most people make fucking more than 6.
There's more amateur porn out there than ever,
thank you. Are making their own porn.
There's a lot of
you know
amateur murder pornos.
I mean, look at myfreecams.com. Look at your chat roulette.
Fuck
look at all your people fucking on camera for the hell of it.
PS4.
PS4, bro.
PS4. Very rare now, but...
Pizza
you
party.
Pizza party's coming.
Pizza
party will be on Saturday.
Hungry,
if you donate
some.
To patreon.com, I want to thank all the patrons who donated. We really appreciate it. And this party's for you. Thank you for donating to the show.
You guys are fucking awesome.
You guys are the shit. And we'll be meeting some of you on Saturday.
Why'd you say meeting like that?
Meeting. This
oh,
is
are
like
we going to kill somebody?
This is like a hostile
situation.
Sound
like you're sliding them some meat. It's
you know, it sounds like we're going to kill them. $4 million? I'll do it.
Some of that jerk.
All right. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Say goodbye.